Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that we are the holy nation and the royal priesthood. We are the healed of the Lord. We are the royal priesthood. We are the holy nation. We thank you, Father God, as we decree and declare that we are on one accord in one place, lifting up one voice, and it shall come to pass that your power shall fill this space, shall fill this call, and everyone on this call shall experience a move of God. We decree and declare that your anointing destroys every yoke of bondage. We decree and declare that we are free, and we shall not be entangled, Abasha, again in the yoke of bondage. We decree and declare that there is healing in the lives of your people. We decree and declare that families are mended and restored. Marriages are mended. We decree and declare that the strength of the Lord begins to undergird Abasha and cover us. We decree and declare that your blood makes whole. We decree and declare that we abide in the secret place of the Most High God. We abide under the shadow of the Almighty, and we say, Lord, you're our refuge. You're our fortress. You're our God. In you we trust. We decree and declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us is already condemned. We decree and declare that when the enemy comes in, like a flood, the Holy Spirit lifts up a standard against it. We decree and declare that when the wicked, even our enemies and our foes, come upon us to eat up our flesh, they stumble, and they fall. We thank you, God, for your power is present to heal. Your power is present to restore. Your power is present to provide. And we thank you, Lord God, that you have brought us into a wealthy place, and wealth and riches are in our houses, and we thank you in Jesus' name. People of God, let's bombard heaven praying over in the Holy Ghost. If you are having any disruption, we need you to mute yourselves out. Amen. Mandela ba shandola bo soto la ba kala ba la diya ya la 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 ba
I'm Father God, we thank you, Lord God. We give you all the honor. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. And we just thank you, Father God, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. And we thank you, Father God, for the peace, Lord God, that surpasses all understanding. We thank you, Father God, for the comforter that you've given us, Lord God. We thank you for just the good things, the great things that you're bringing to your people, Lord God. We thank you for the healing, Lord God. We thank you for your grace, Lord God. We thank you for your favor, Lord God. We thank you for your mercy, Lord God. We just thank you for the things that you're giving to us in this season, Lord God. We thank you for the new anointing, Lord God. We thank you for the elevation, Lord God. We thank you for the promotion, Lord God. We thank you for by your stripes we are healed, Lord God. So we thank you for the declarations that your people should begin to make, Lord God, for the people that are sick to say, I'm healed. For those who think that they are weak to say that I'm strong. For those who say that they think that they're poor to say that they are rich, Lord God. We thank you for being enlightened to our path and a lamp to our feet, Lord God. We thank you for open doors, Lord God. We thank you for opportunities, Lord God. We thank you for giving us the keys, Lord God, to unlock those doors you set before us, Lord God. We thank you for giving us the power to part our own Red Seas, Lord God. We thank you for the insight, Lord God. We thank you for the illumination that you're bringing forth to your people, Lord God. We thank you for opening our eyes, Lord God, opening our ears to hear and to see what it is that you're doing for us, Lord God. We thank you for increasing our faith, Lord God. We thank you for giving us a space to pray our faith and not our fears, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for your word. We thank you, Father God, for your word. We thank you for your We thank you, Lord God, for your word. We thank you, Lord God, for it is sharper than any two-edged sword, Lord God. We thank you for the confidence and the boldness that you give us, Lord God, to continue to walk upright in righteousness before you, Lord God. We thank you for being our shepherds, for we shall not want, Lord God. We thank you for providing our every need, Lord God. We thank you for the advisor that you've given us, Lord God. We thank you for the things that you are ordaining us, Lord God, for. We thank you for the things that you've earmarked us for, Lord God. We thank you for the increase that you're bringing forth, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for the witty ideas, Lord God. We thank you for the new entrepreneurs that are coming forth in this season, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for this prosperity opening, Lord God, this windows of prosperity that you're opening for us, Lord God. We thank you for the things that you're bringing to us, Lord God, for we are obedient, Lord God, and we begin to walk upright before you, Lord God. We begin to walk in righteousness before you, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for leading us not into temptation, Lord God. We thank you for delivering us from evil, Lord God. We thank you for rebuking the devourer for our sake, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God, for the love that you give us, Lord God. We thank you for your tender mercies. We thank you for your kindness, Lord God. We thank you for the Archbishop, Lord God, and the platform that he gives us as prophets to not only prophesy, but to pray for the people, to be the intercessors, Lord God, to be the warriors, Lord God, to be the watchmen on the watchtower, Lord God, to just be those who are given to give you a word in this earth, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for the leaders, Lord God, that you've given us, and we thank you for the leaders that you're cultivating us into, Lord God, to go out into your world and to bring forth more people into your kingdom, Lord God, to make more disciples, Lord God, to make more prophets, Lord God, to bring forth the harvesters, Lord God, that we thank you, Lord God, for the harvest is plentiful, Lord God. We just thank you as we begin to just pray, Lord God, and praise you, Lord God, and thank you for forgiving us for our sins, and I love you, Lord God, unconditionally, because you first loved me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. Psalm 46 and 7. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the ends of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for another day that you have made and for allowing me to see it, for allowing us to see it. God, thank you, Father God, for your mercy, your goodness, your love, and your loving kindness. Thank you for drawing us together again, God, in the spirit of unity. God, we give you glory, honor, and praise for what you're doing in our lives. And I thank you, Father, for this platform that the Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah have allowed us. Thank you for the vision that they have, God. Thank you for their concern about people and how people need prayer, God. And that's why we're here, Father, to lift our voices up to you in prayer. God, remember each and every person on the line. God, those who are sick, shut in, those who are hurt and confused, those who are downtrodden, those who might be lost, God. Oh, God, just remember your people, God. Strengthen them, protect them, heal them. Thank you, God, that we are able to pray for those whose names are on the sick list. And a special prayer for Meek Mill, God, who has been unjustly imprisoned. But God, just remember him and all of your people, God. And I thank you for healing, God, because you are the healer. You have provided a way for people to receive their healing, to call for the elders, call for the prophets, call for prayer, the prayers of the righteous availeth much. And so we pray for each and every person who is ill and sick. Oh, God, strengthen them, touch their bodies, touch their minds, God. Deliver people from depression and hurt, sadness and confusion, God. Deliver people from all the things that ail them, God, and help them not to be fearful of whatever's going on in our government, but to know that there is a God that they can turn to. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God, the same God we serve. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your love and your grace, God. Thank you for each and every prophet online. Bless them, Lord, in a mighty way. Bless their families. Bless their homes. Cover them, God. Protect them. Keep them from hurt, harm, and danger. Safety for their families. Safety for themselves, oh, God. Thank you, God. And remember the revival that's going on at the Eagles House, God. Bless them in a mighty way. Strengthen the hands of the prophets and the prophet who is ministering, God, and bless your people. And I thank you for that revival, and I thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Prophetess Denise.
Denise Bullock?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, God. We thank and praise you, O God, that we're able to come to you, O God. You said we're two, three are gathered together in your name, O God. You're in the midst. We thank and praise you, O God, that we can lift up the hands of our leaders, O God. We ask you to hold their arms and to strengthen them, O God. We thank and praise you, O God, for the families, O God, that's on this line tonight, O God, and those that are on the list. We just ask you, O God, to do that which only you can do. We thank and praise you, O God, that we're able to come to you, O God, and humble ourselves before you, O God. We thank and praise you, O God, that you have given us the spirit, O God, of strength to come to you and be able to know that you are the one that we can trust in. We thank and praise you, O God, that you're able to work through our situations in our careers, O God, that you're uplifting, O God, that you are increasing, O God. We thank and praise you, O God, for those around the world, O God, who are looking to you, who are asking, O God, that they find a way, O God, to come to you, O God. We pray, O God, for those that are in prison today, O God. We thank you, O Lord, that you're the only one who can open up those gates, O God. And you said that men are always to pray and not faint. We thank and praise you, O God, that as we pray, O God, that the prison doors can be open, O God, that people can be released. We thank and praise you, God, for those mothers, O God, that's in the church, O God, that is standing, that is lifting up the hands, O God, for the peoples around the world. We thank you for other churches, O God. We thank you, O God, for pastors, and we thank you for our leaders around the world. We thank you for our president, O God, and we pray, O God, that wisdom comes forth in Jesus' name. We thank and praise you, O God, that we're able to have this gathering. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Our help is in the Lord who made heaven and earth. Teach me to do thy will. For thou art my God, thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of the uprighteous. Father God, thank you for leading us each and every day, Father God. Thank you for touching us, Father God. We thank God for us being able to live our life, Father God. For we are in the living, the land of the living that you have just blessed and you created. Thank you for the mercy that endureth forever, God. God, we come to you trusting you with our petitions, and we thank you for hearing us, Father God, and not turning an ear to us, Father God, for we are yours. Thank you, God, for love and restoration, for strength and for sight beyond sight, Father God. Thank you for covering. Thank you for your power, for your healing, God. Thank you for the peace that surpasses all understanding, and thank you for traveling mercies and traveling favors, the upgrade, Father God. Thank you for building our faith, and thank you for your angels that you've assigned to each and every one of us on this line, Father God. Thank you, God, for the angels that go before us and guide us. For God, we also decree and declare open doors of favor in network, and God, we thank you for the increase in our lives and the overflow in our lives. We decree and declare the turnaround in the governmental system, Father God. We decree and declare healing and covering for every name mentioned on the prayer list, Father God, and everybody who's on this line, Father God. We touch and agree with them for their sons and their daughters and their mothers and their grandparents, parents, their elders, and even down to the little babies, Father God. We stand here today with those that mourn, Father God, that you have provided a comforter even to them in this hour. Father God, surely as you have created the heaven and the earth and everything, Father God, surely you have created ways and open doors, for we trust in your power, Father God. We touch the minds, Father God, of those, God, who are unsure of situations in life, that you bring them peace and let the unjust, Father God, be judged, Father God. Let your will be done in the courtroom and in the system, God. We thank you for our elders. We thank you for our leaders, Archbishop Ebenard Jordan and Pastor Jordan, Father God. We thank you, and as we hold them up, Father God, for the things that they're doing in our lives, Father God, we thank you and we bless you. That strength is their portion, God. We give your name always the praise, the honor, and the glory, for we love you, God, creator of all. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Father, we just thank you, God, and we give you the praise this evening, God. We thank you that you are El Shaddai, God. We thank you that you are the many-breasted one, and we thank you, you are El Shammah, God. We praise you for who you are, and we praise you for being a mighty God, all in all, God. We come, Father God, with prayer and supplication, God, and we pray that our prayers, Father God, will be answered and that the heavens are open, God. We pray for those that are standing in for their children, that are standing in, Father God, for their sons and their daughters, standing in the gap, God. We pray, Father God, Psalms 91, that you will protect and cover, God, and deliver, God, them, those that are bound, Father God, those, Father God, that are incarcerated, God, those, Father God, that have been charged unjustly, God. We pray for justice, God, and we pray, Father God, because you have your own justice system. We pray, Father God, that the kingdom will come on earth as it is in heaven, God. And we pray, Father God, as we're gathered here, God, assembling, God, and there's power in numbers, and as we're standing in agreement, God, we thank you for the move of God. We thank you for the open heaven, God. We thank you, Father God, that we're pronouncing, decreeing, and declaring what shall be, Father God. You said whatever we ask in your name, God, that it shall be done, God. And if we come in faith, God, touching and agreeing, so shall it be, God. We thank you that your, Father God, your answer to us is so be it and amen, God. We thank you, Father God, behind every no there is a yes, God. And we stand in faith, God, remembering, Father God, that we are more than conquerors and that we are mighty in God. We pray for strength this evening, God. We pray, Father God, that we will bombard the heavens, God, and we will pray, Father God, a prayer, Father God, that will open the heavens and cause you to move, God. We pray that you move for your people this evening, God. We pray for the dreamers, God. We pray for those that are being transported out of this country, Father God. Those, Father God, that are shaken, Father God, by the things, Father God. Shaken, Father God, by the things that are going on in this land. But, Father, we thank you that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world, God. We thank you that you have overcome the world, God. And we thank you, Father God, that you own a cattle on a thousand hills, God. And we thank you, God, that there is no weapon that is formed against us that can prosper, God, shall prosper, Father God, because, Father God, it was done thousands of years ago on the cross. It is already written, and it is already done. We are overcomers. We are more than conquerors, God, and we thank you for that this evening, God. Father God, we call upon you, God, and we call upon the heavenly host, God. We call upon the clouds of witnesses, Father God, and we thank you, Father God, for our ancestors who are standing, Father God, in the gap, God. We thank you for the angelical host, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that everybody is on their post and in position, Father God. We ask, God, that you teach our hands to war, God. Teach us to be worshipers, God. And, Father, we thank you for the worship that shall come, God. We thank you, Father God, for the restoration that shall come, God. We thank you for the victory on every side, God, and on every hand, God. Now we pray, God, according to Ephesians 6, that you will shine our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, that you will continually, Father God, teach us to walk in truth, and that, Father God, we would take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and that, Father God, we would use the word of God because it is a lamp unto our feet, God. We thank you as we pray your word that it will never return unto you void, God. We thank you, Father God, that we're moving, Father God, and having all your being, God. We thank you, Father God, that you're shaking things up, Father God, and you're delivering your people, God, and you're causing them, God, to walk upright, God. You're causing, Father God, a new experience in you. You're causing by faith, Father God, new anointings, fresh anointings, God. You're causing new dimensions for us to walk in new dimensions, God. You're causing us to walk in new territories, God, and we thank you, Father God. We thank you for the uplifting, God. We thank you for the repositioning, God. We thank you, Father God, for extraordinary favor in this hour, Father God. We thank you, Father, for the greater works that are coming, God. I thank you, God, that you said that eyes have not seen and ears have not heard the things that you have prepared for us, God. We thank you, Father God, that we are already in expectation, God, and we are walking in faith. God, we give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Father God, we thank you, Lord, and we give you our honor and praise and thanksgiving, oh God. We thank you, God, because this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for the spirit of revelation, God. We thank you, God, for impartation, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for enlightenment in us, oh God. We thank you, God, that we walk in the truth of you, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for understanding, oh God. We thank you, God, for making us perfect, whole, complete, and divine, dear Lord, oh God. We thank you, God, for moving us towards and into our destiny, dear Lord. We thank you, God, that truly you have ordained us, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for making us wealthy, making us healthy, dear Lord, oh God. We thank you, God, for a banking favor, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for restoration, oh God. We thank you, God, for giving us vehicles, God. We thank you, God, that everything our hand touched turned to gold, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, that we decrease while you increase in our lives, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for that we will praise you even in difficult times, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for making a way out of no way, dear Lord. And we thank you, God, for finishing what you started in us, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for our leader, Master Prophet and Prophet Deborah Jordan, oh God. We thank you, God, for directing, for giving them directions in their lives and in the life of your people, oh God. We thank you, God, for all your leaders, oh God, all over the world, oh God. And we thank you, God, for them, for directing their lives, oh God. We thank you, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for all the names that was on the list, God. We thank you, God, for comforting them and graciously regarding them, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for your healing power, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for your great mercy, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for sustaining them with your insurance, oh mighty one. We thank you, God, for letting us be above and not beneath, oh God. We thank you, God, for making us prosperous, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for divine relationship, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for relationship healing, oh God. And we thank you, Lord, for the traveling mercies that you give us and protecting us as we travel by air, land, or sea, and keeping us safe wherever we may be, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for keeping us from strife and keeping us from jealousy, oh God, and keeping us in unity, oh God, with one another, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for the praise, giving our lips the praise, oh God. We thank you, God, for giving our thoughts to prayer, oh God. And we thank you, God, for your protection over us, our loved ones, and all around us, oh God. And we thank you, God, that whomever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rise against us in judgment is already condemned. Because when you arise, dear Lord, the enemy scatters. Thank you, oh God. In your mighty, masterful name we pray. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah, Father God. We give you the glory and the honor and the praise. We thank you, Lord God, that you give power to the faint, and to them who have no might, you increase strength. For even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall. But because we wait on you, Father God, we waited, Yasha, in your presence even now. You are renewing our strength. We thank you, Lord God, Halabasha, that we will run and not be weary, and that we walk and not faint. We thank you, Lord God, that your power is present to strengthen. Your power is present to restore and repair and uplift us, and lift up every hung down head. Every spirit of infirmity is being driven out even now. Every spirit of cancer and diabetes and kidney failure is driven out even now. Heart conditions, ashakarabasate, in the name of Jesus, are regulated. Cancer tumors are dried up in the name of Jesus. Migraines are rebuked. Cataracts and glaucoma is healed in the name of Jesus. Hearing conditions, Lord God, ears are open even now. Arthritis, inflammation in the joints, it dries up in the name of Osheta. Asthma, my God, is healed in the name of Jesus. Mental illness dissipates in the mighty name of Jesus, because the blood of Jesus, hallelujah, is flowing even now. Amen. We thank you, Lord, that you have pardoned according to your word. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord, that all the earth
shall be filled with your glory. Therefore, God, being not weak in faith, we consider not our own bodies being dead, and we consider not, amen, the death of our credit score, the deadness of our zip code, the deadness of our bloodline. We consider not the deadness dictated by the prognosis of the doctors, Father God. We stagger not at the promise of God through unbelief, but we shall be strong in faith and we shall give you glory, being fully persuaded that what you promise, you are able to perform. We thank you, Lord, that you perform the miracles of healing, that you perform the miracles of restoration, that you perform the miracles of debt cancellation, that you perform the miracles of new housing, new jobs. Promotion come not from the east or the west, but it comes from you. We receive our promotion. We receive our increase. We receive our elevation. Father God, we bless our church, Zoe Ministries. We speak, amen, strength, amen, to those who are serving faithfully. We thank you, God, for the changing of the guards. We thank you, Lord God, for the new leadership that's coming forth. We thank you, Lord God, for faithful leadership, loving leadership that's coming forth, integral leadership that's coming forth, praying leadership that's coming forth, giving leadership that's coming forth. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, that when the people hit the door, amen, they're able to feel the presence of God, feel and experience the love of God. We thank you, Lord God, for the missions and the evangelical spirit that's resting upon the house. We thank you for the outreach ministries that will come forth, amen, out of that house. We thank you, Lord God, that we lift up our leaders, the Master Prophet and Pastor Deborah, we cover them in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus prevails. Amen. Father God, we unite our forces even now. And we stand against every adversary of our leaders. We stand at Abo Sheta against and every warlock, and we reroute them. We send back every attack. We send back every slanderous tongue. We send back every liar. We send back every soothsayer, Rabashata, Eshekamborobosha, in the name of Jesus. We dispatch our warring angels to war on their behalf in the name of Jesus. Prepare the way. Prepare the way as they go forth. We say, go, Master Prophet, go. We say, go, Pastor Deborah, go. We're behind you. We strengthen their hands. We have their back. We cover them with the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for covering the first family. No sickness or disease shall come nigh their dwelling. In the name of Jesus, we bless Mother Mary Jordan. We touch her mind. My God, today, restore. Abakasheta, in the name of Jesus. And we bless every home that's represented on this call. We decree and declare that the power of prayer rests, rules, and abide in every home, in every heart. In Arabashir Rabasaya, Father God, let your glory be revealed in the lives of your people. We bless you in the mighty name of Jesus, and we give you the glory. Amen and amen. Prophet Joyce Hartley, the announcements, please.
Amen. 9 a.m. Eastern Time conference call. Join Master Prophet Monday through Saturday. Pop Life Radio Monday through Friday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Time. And 8 p.m. the conference call. Join Prophet Joshua Jordan and the Company of Prophets Monday through Friday. And don't forget to join us, the prayer, Pastor Deborah Jordan, Midnight Cry every night, 12 a.m. Eastern Time. Dial in the same number, 1-515-604-9266. And do not forget, amen, to check your email to see what the Master Prophet sent on MP3 to see what's the best seed to sow for the day. And we also have our Supernatural Manifestation Prophetic Revival, January the 21st through the 31st, Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, Saturday, 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, and Sunday at 11 a.m. And at 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. And also we have February the 23rd to the 26th. We have the Birthing House, Lateran. Amen. Join us, the prophets gathering together. Amen. And you can also go to www.prophecology.com to registration for Prophecology 2000 Prophecology 4. Amen. In July. Amen. Back to you, Prophetess Darlene.
Amen and amen. Thank you, woman of God. Also, if you have completed your Book of the Month 3 assessment, go ahead and set up your Book of the Month 4, because you don't want to miss one publication of Archbishop. Amen. These books have been life-changing, and guess what? You can't get them any place except through the Book of the Month Club. Other books are available on Amazon, Borders, and other major book companies, but only those that are in the Book of the Month Clubs can receive the books that are being released. Amen. By Archbishop. Amen. And these are books that he's began to release since his elevation to Archbishop. And I tell you, it's at another level. Amen. No book he's produced prior to his elevation has matched the publications that are coming forth. So you want to go ahead and call 888-831-0434 and set up your Book of the Month 4 to prepare for Prophecology in July. Amen. You want to sow to grow, give to live, seed to stop the bleed. Amen. Seed to eliminate greed. Amen. And sow your seed at 646-762-0433 to give your donation. Amen. And we're almost at the end of the month, but this is still our very own leading lady, Pastor Deborah Jordan's birthday month. Amen. You can text, amen, a gift of any amount to 646. You text pastor to 646-762-0433. Give your donation. Amen. What you do for a man and woman of God, God will do for you. Amen. Who you sustain will determine how you are maintained. Amen. People of God, thank you. Company of Prophets, thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your stand. Amen. We cannot stand alone. Amen. We thank you. Pastor Deborah, thanks you. Archbishop, thanks you. We love you to life. Amen. Go with God. Have a wonderful day. Everyone on the line, we love you with the love of the Lord. And God bless you. Have a wonderful rest of the day. Amen.
God bless you.